Hello.
There you are. I was thinking you would just try to call in. You got my number in there.
Yeah. I literally just tried to call you.
Oh, okay. I was like, it's a good idea because then at least he'll know how to use the call-in system moving forward. Yeah, because you gotta press 544 when it prompts you, and that'll call me back directly.
Gotcha. Yeah. No.
All right.
Perfect for the future. But so I have my debit card. Sorry, I had to go to my truck.
No worries. I'm ready for you.
Okay, so it's 4031.
4031.
6312.
6312.
2217.
2217.
8706.
8706. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
529.
Oh, 529. And then 3-digit code on the back.
194.
194. Okay. And then before I could authorize this, I have to walk you through a voice verification just as added protection, mainly because of the discounts that I applied on that platinum bundle. Now, as I'm walking you through this, if I say anything that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just let me know. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to be, at a firm understanding before I authorize any transaction.
Sure.
All right. All right, Dorian, so you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your name?
Dorian Bowen.
Thank you. And can you please state your business name?
Bowen Brothers, LLC.
And can you state your title within the company?
I'm the sole owner of the company.
All right. And you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today, correct?
Correct. Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Dorian, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Submit. All right. It says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. It says we do recommend that you try our services for 2 months when you first sign up, since we're building things from scratch. But it is month to month, so you're not bound to any kind of contract. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's August 5th, 2024. It's going to be in the discounted price of $299. This is going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the website for you at no additional cost, and I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the fifth day. It's going to remain in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you're with us. It says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next bill is due so we can stop the automatic billing cycle. Then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Had to get formal on you for a second there. All right. And then when this processes, you're going to receive a confirmation, email and text message with an outline of the agreement in writing. You have to sign off on that. Even though it's month to month, it'll just have everything outlined in black and white. And then there's also going to be a message with the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. This evening, you'll receive an email from us with a link to the downloadable app, and there's also a YouTube video that'll show you how to use the app and tracking system.
Okay, wonderful.
All right, and then you should be getting all the confirmations now. You might see that Google verification form come through again. They send that out automatically. You only got to fill it out once, though. You can fill out either one of those. It's fine. All right. And then just to confirm that you've got them all, let me just double check here. Okay. So I see the welcome, username and password, Google verification. Good. And the terms. Okay. You got all three of them there. Okay. All right. That's basically your homework. So you want to sign the subscription terms. Try to access that Google Business Profile. There's a way around it. if you forgot these login credentials for it, but try to access that, and it's a lot easier just to have a add as manager than to get the whole one deleted and create a new one from scratch. Was there any reviews on that old Google business profile that you had? I can't even see it.
I'm pretty sure there was. Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna want those.
Log into it. It's so weird.
Okay. You can't log into it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have access to it. Like I edited my phone number today, but like I never got the chance to like go into my Google business profile.
Because the verification was never completed. Okay. All right. No worries. We'll get it completed, and then you'll be able to access it. They just need to verify that you're actually real before they actually make a presentable profile. How would you get reviews on it, though, if you don't?
So it was, that's what I'm saying. Like, I had access to it way back when. You know what I mean?
Oh, but the suspension.
I don't know if reviews are gone or not, but I had someone give me a review. I had a job from Google Business.
Interesting.
What
I think happened is Town Square probably tried to delete the profile.
You know what? That's
it. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah, it took a lot.
It's okay. I'll re-request it right now.
So you said access my dashboard and do some time from paper documents.
Yeah. So if you go, you don't have to access the dashboard to sign the documents. They'll be in the text message there. So one of the documents is the Google business profile. And then the other one is the outline of the agreement in writing. You want to sign off on that one. And then once we resolve this issue with the Google business profile, and you'll get access to that, and then we'll add ourselves as manager if we go this route. I thought it was something that you could still access, but I know some of the SEO companies, what they do is they verify you, and then they hold ownership of it. And so, like, because they created it from scratch, we release them all to the business owners. So, like, even if they leave us later, they're able to still keep their profile and everything. But I know there's some companies out there that'll do that. They try to, like, hold it hostage. Like, if you leave us, you're going to lose everything, all your reviews and everything. So Google's been trying to get rid of the guys like that, the companies that are like that. But there's a few that are still out there, BrandRep and Townsquare. So it's all good. We know how to work around it. I just didn't know if you still had access to it or not.
Gotcha. Yeah, I definitely would like to get back in there.
Okay, I gotcha. Probably have to create a whole new one from scratch. I don't see the Google business profile anywhere with any reviews on it. And then the one review that I do see on Yelp is low. So we want to kind of probably be better to just kind of start fresh on everything.
Yeah, right. Is there anywhere that you could delete those?
Not on Yelp. Yelp sucks, man. They have this like blackmailing system where they'll like put your bad review up there and they'll hide the good ones. They literally do that. And so Yelp charges you for your good reviews and they'll post the bad ones for free, and then you could like pay to get the bad ones removed. That's how they make their money.
That's crazy. I was wondering if you could delete that Google business profile then, if that's the case.
Yeah, that's what we're going to request. So we're going to submit for a whole new profile. And then obviously with this one being verified and updated, the other one will get expunged. So Google will do that naturally itself. Like the AI will go through and clear it up once we say, hey, this is this business, updated, verified. Okay, here's the new profile. The other one just gets removed. It happens. Sometimes people go out of business and they don't like notify Google, and then like their phone number or something ends up with another business later. And then Google has to go and delete the old profile with the old number and everything. So we'll get it done. It's just a little like one extra step. I say little, but I'll probably end up spending like 20-30 minutes with a rep over there just to clear it all up. But we'll get it cleared up. We have to in order to get the ads up and running. So that's the first thing that we're going to focus on.
Yeah, I wonder how much it is for Yelp to get rid of that, review, because I wasn't even on the job when it happened. So I just like, damn.
The Yelp one?
Yeah,
they have a way. It's not through us, though. Like, if we create your Yelp listing, we create it, but and we could host it for you. Oh, here's the old website domain. But, yeah, it's dead. Okay. But, yeah, you go through Yelp directly for it. So there's a number. I could find you the number to call. But I see the review here from Jessica F. from 2022.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll get the number for you if you want to call them and see if you could negotiate something, see what they're asking for to take it down. Or if you access the Yelp profile, you can delete it, and then we could create a whole new one for you for free, because all that's showing is just one bad review and an outdated domain name and website. I mean, even the number is different than the number we're on right now.
So my cousin can delete the delete his Yelp account and the review would go away?
Yeah, it'll all disappear. You just delete the account, like just say you're out of business and delete it, and then we can create the new one with the new address, new website, new phone number. That's just a part of our service. So it'd be like starting from scratch, but you guys would have to delete it. We don't have access to it.
Yeah, I'm definitely doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, either you delete it or you got to call them and then ask them to remove it, and then they're probably going to charge you.
Yeah.
So the cheaper route would just be get it deleted.
Yeah, I don't know why he still has that account. I don't know why he opened a Yelp.
Yeah, well, it's pretty outdated anyway. Like, it doesn't have the LLC, has a different phone number, has an old website, not even active, a bad review. Like, might
exactly.
as well get rid of it, yeah. It's nothing
it's
positive.
Right.
Yeah.
Literally.
Easy fixes, yeah. though. Easy fixes. The Google business profile is just going to be the main hurdle, but if you fill out that verification form as best you can and then say you're okay with the video call, we'll submit the profile. They'll tell us, hey, let's do a three-way call and verify them, and then we're already sending the PIN out to you in the mail. So we'll get it all knocked out. We'll just walk you through it step by step. Right now, I just want you to focus on signing the subscription terms. You can start working on that Google verification form. It's okay if you need it. Oh, you already signed the subscription terms. They sent it back already. There's a hard copy of that in your email, too, so that way you have it on file. But basically work on the Google business profile. If it takes you 2 to 3 days to gather that information, or the Google business profile, the Google business verification form. And then, you know, like I said, take your time with it, fill it out as best you can. I know you say you're missing license and, insurance. But again, we already went over that, so I'm not going to do another deep dive. Yeah.
Well,
but,
go.
Yeah, work on that, and then you're good. And then we're going to circle back for the client interview tomorrow at 11, and we'll walk you through the setup process on the interview so we can customize the campaign.
All right, sounds good. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, man.
All right. Yeah, if you need anything or you feel like you're missing something, just call in, okay? I'll still be here with you. And then even if it's after hours, you hit extension 1, we always have a live operator available for you.
Did I sign all the documents? I'm all good to go on that.
Yeah, you're going to go on the TNC. I just need the Google verification form and then be available for client interview tomorrow.
Wait, the Google verification form?
Yeah. The Google verification form is the one that we just texted you. It says localsplash.com/Google, the one I sent you earlier.
Okay. Yeah, I thought that didn't go in. I thought I sent it.
Oh, if you sent it already, then it's at the Google headquarters. That doesn't come through to us. The subscription comes through to us. The other one goes to Google. Okay. Yeah, then it's dang, you did that fast. A lot of guys don't have all that information already. Like, well, I guess you don't have the license and insurance. So that makes
sense. Yeah, a lot of things I don't have. So it's kind of like you said, just
check the box and push it through. Okay. Yeah, and then so they'll call you for the client interview tomorrow at 11. I'll call you first. I'll introduce you to them, and then they'll walk you through the call. And then we'll just be waiting for that PIN to come in the mail. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of the PIN that I'll need from you when it comes in.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Dorian, you're welcome. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
I'll talk to you soon. See you.
Bye.